Today's daf is Sanhedrin daf lamed dalid, and we are 12 lines from the bottom of daf lamed gimel lamed beis, the two dots, the ein machzirin l'chayv. Today's daf is being learned as a schos for Achenu b'nei Yisrael hanasuna matzara v'ashivya. Today's daf is also being learned le'ilui nishmas Rivka bas Yibodol l'chaim Reb Gavriel Tzvi and Mordechai ben Yibodol l'chaim Reb David Meir. So we're in the beginning of the fourth perek of Maseches Sanhedrin, which begins by comparing and contrasting the laws of Dinei Mamonos and the laws of Dinei Nefashos from the perspective of the Beis Din. The perek began, Echad Dinei Mamonos ve'echad Dinei Nefashos bedrisha v'chakira she'ne'emar mishpat echad yeh lochem. Says with regards to Dinei Nefashos, v'dorashto v'chakarto v'sho'alto heitev, that Beis Din has to do drishos v'chakiros. It doesn't say by Dinei Mamonos, stating that, says the Mishnah, it says mishpat echad yelochem, which equates Dinei Mamonos to Dinei Nefashos, and says that any law that's true for Dinei Nefashos is going to be true for Dinei Mamonos as well. So that just like there's an inyan of v'dorashto v'chakarto v'sho'alto heitev when it comes to Dinei Nefashos, that will be true for Dinei Mamonos as well. And if we would have stopped there, it would almost feel like the laws of Dinei Mamonos will mirror the laws of Dinei Nefashos. It's based on a pasuk, Mishpat Echad Yelachem. Stating that, the Mishnah immediately went and listed exception after exception after exception to this rule, meaning many, many, many differences between the laws of Dinei Mamonos and the laws of Dinei Nefashos. Either way, the avoida of these dafin now is to go through each one of them and understand what they mean and why they would apply for Dinei Nefashos and not Dinei Mamonos, or vice versa. Regardless, the Mishnah had said that when it comes to Dinei Mamonos, machzirin bein l'schos bein l'chayv. When it comes to Dinei Nefashos, machzirin l'schos ve'im machzirin l'chayv. So what does that mean? So Rashi in the Mishnah said, Machzira means that in the event that Beis Din paskins one way, and then they realize, you know what, maybe we made a mistake. We want to revisit this. So when it comes to Dinei Mamonos, you could always be Soiser the Din. It doesn't matter if it's l'schus, it doesn't matter if it's l'chayfa. When it comes, however, to Dinei Nefashos, so then machzirin only l'schus, however, ein machzirin l'chayfa. Zok de Gemara on that note. Amar Rabchia Barabba, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Rabchia Barabba said in the name Rabbi Yochanan, that it's mevor in the Mishnah, that the halacha is, that if a Beis Din paskins Dinei Nefashos, and they want to now change their din, they could only do so l'schus, but they can't do so l'chayva. This is only going to be true if the mistake that they made is something that the tzedukim don't agree with. What do the tzedukim have to do with anything? So we know that the tzedukim believed in Torah Shebiksav, but they didn't believe in Torah Shebapeh. Now, over the years, we've spoken so much about the tzedukim. Did they really believe in Torah Shebiksav without the Torah Shebapeh? The Rambam, in his Pirush HaMishnayos and in his letters, argued that he thinks the tzedukim didn't believe in anything. But from a marketing perspective, they were looking to create a movement, and they felt the best way for them to fakoif what it was they were selling was to say that we'll accept the Teresh HaBiksav, we'll not accept the Teresh HaBapeh. But that's neither here nor there as it relates to our sugya. What we need to know is that the shita of the tzedukim was that the literal meaning of the text is something we accept, but when it comes to the rabbinic and the oral tradition, that's something that we reject. So says Rabbi Yochanan that this that the Mishnah says that ein machzirin l'chayva, that's only true if the mistake was something that the tzedukim are not moida. Meaning it was a mistake, but something that's more Torah Shebapeh. The mistake wasn't that they missed a pasuk in the Torah. Aval ta bedavar shatzdukim moidabai. But if the mistake was such a big mistake that even the tzedukim know that it's a mistake, because the mistake is related to something that's mefurish in the Torah, it's Torah Shebiksav, then zil kori beiravu, Rashi says it's an expression that means even tinoikish beizravim, no, that this is a mistake. Azaz sort mistake is something that you could be machzer by Dinei Nefashos afilu l'chayva. So Rabbi Yochanan comes and he makes a huge qualification to the halacha of the Mishnah. Machzirin l'schus ve'im machzirin l'chayva, not always true. It's only if it's a mistake that at the very least I hear. If, however, it was such an obvious blunder, it's a dover shatstukim moidimboy, it's mefurish in the Torah, it's a Torah shabiksav diga type of mistake, zul kari beirav, and there the halacha is that if Bezdin wants to change mischus l'chayva, it's something they would be allowed to do. Zok digma, boy minei Rabchi Barabba mi Rabbi Yochanan. So Rabchi Barabba said this over in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, and then he asked Rabbi Yochanan the following question. Ta b'noyev v'noyef esma. What would be if the mistake was b'noyev v'noyef esma? Now the truth is that Rabchi Barabba's question that he asked Rabbi Yochanan, and really the next few lines of the Gemara, as we're going to see, are very, very sasam. In fact, there's a machlokes Rashi and Tosfos how to learn Pashup Shat in this Gemara. We'll obviously learn the Gemara the way Rashi learns the Gemara, and then we'll acknowledge Tosfos' Aris. So Rabbi Barabba asked Rabbi Yochanan, what would be if the mistake was a mistake in the halachas of Noyef v'Noyefes? So, what's the Shaila? Says Rashi, I think it's kedai to see it inside. Ta bin Noyef v'Noyefes. Miyam Ridon, do we say, Mahad Ridon Le Lechayfa, in the event that Bezdin came out that this person is Zakai, and then they made a mistake, and really they want to be Mechayivim. Is it possible that they'd be able to be Mechayiv now or not? What's the Shiloh? The Bishleim of the Reitzeach, Bishleim when it comes to, let's say, Odine Nefashis of Reitzeach, Ikulim Miti Bemilo Tuva, Tolay Mifreshi Bahadeh. There's a lot of different mistakes that maybe a Dayan can make, things that are not Mefurish in the Pasik, things that the Tzedukim are not. Let's say a person was killed with a stone, and the halach is that the only time the Ritzach is going to be chayiv is if the stone was kedei lahamis. It had to have the ability to actually kill. There's different laws of hasra, where if the harug, the person getting killed, was the one that gave the hasra as opposed to the edim. There could be a situation where someone is being tried as a Ritzach, but could be he was really nirduf, and you're going to get involved in all the sugyas of right. Meaning the point is that when it comes to Ritzicha, Rashi just uses Ritzicha as an example, I could hear mistakes that would be Dover Shatztukim Moidabai. I could also hear mistakes that are Dvarim She'enat Stukim Moidabai. Because there's so much Tarisha Balpeh that governs the laws of Oreitzeach, Avo Benoyev and Noyefes, Lekoto Usalos Chusa. But when it comes to Noyev and Noyefes, Rabbi Barabba asked Rabbi Yochanan to tell me, are there any examples even of a situation where it's possible that a Dayan would make a mistake and it would be a Zasar mistake, again, where it was Gepaskin L'schos, and now you want to go L'chayv, but it's a Dover She'enat Stukim Moidabai, or not? Because Rabbi Chiya Barabba is sort of suggesting in the question that I think all cases of Noyev and Ayefes are really Mefurish. And if all cases are Mefurish, so then it's always going to be a davar shatztukim maidabai. And if that's the case, the halach of the Mishnah is not really going to be negay. Again, the Mishnah said, machsirin l'schus v'ei machsirin l'chayva. But we're saying the only time ei machsirin l'chayva is if it's a ta'os b'davar she'ein atztukim maidabai. The question is there ever a hechatimtza of davar she'ein atztukim maidabai when it comes to Noiv v'Noyefes? I know when it comes to Reitzeach, yes, Rashi gave a few examples of it, but when it comes to Noiv v'Noyefes, not. And just to explain the Gemara a little bit better, had Rabbi Yochanan never made a comment on the Mishnah, so you would say the halacha always is machzirin l'schus ve'im machzirin l'chayva. So of course it applies to Reitzeach, it applies to a knife and ayefes, it applies to all cases of dinei nefashos. But now the Rabbi Yochanan said that this halacha is only true bedavar she'in atzdukim moidabai. Of bedavar she'atzdukim moidabai zil kari be'iravu avad you could be chayzer bein l'schus bein l'chayva. So now Rabbi Chiya Barabba asked Rabbi Yochanan, I want to know when it comes to knife and ayefes, is this halacha going to be true? Because I think by knife and ayefes everything is mamash before in the Torah. I don't know where the gray area is. So if that's the case, it's always going to be Dovah Shatztukim Moidabai, in which case the halacha of this Mishnah, the way you're explaining Rabbi Yochanan, maybe he's never going to be negate. That was his shayla. He wanted to know, Ta b'noy v'nai efes mau, amalei, Rabbi Yochanan told Rabbi Chiya Barabba, adem moiktach yakid zil koitz, told him an expression. He said, while the grill is still on, right, while the fire is still burning, so cut up anything that you want to cut up and go roast it. Meaning, here's your opportunity to go ahead and, right, because once the grill shuts down, at that point, it's going to be a big tercha if you want to go ahead and cook something. What does it have to do with anything? So if you take a look at the next Rashi, so Rashi says, what does it mean? Adam moitach yakid koitz karech vitzli, ba'oitcha eishtay lekes, ktsoitz deluin shalchav utzleyos. And kolaymar, if you ever needed a kolaymar, this is the time. shata oisik b'shmu ascha, being that you're holding in the sugya now, tain lev lahavin lahoisav lekach. Try being moisav lekach a little bit. Meaning, harei shamata mi many, you heard from me, ta b'dava shatzdukim moidem by chayzer. That if it's a dava shatzdukim moidem, you can be chayzer afilu wat lechayva. Nu, v'hai dava shatzdukim moidem by, this is naivin ayefes, this is a dava shatzdukim moidem by, and if it's a dava shatzdukim moidem by, you're right, you're saying very, very good. In other words, and a chinami, the loch of the Mishnah is not going to apply. Says the Gemara, Itma Nami, Amr Rab Ami, Taka said this in the name of Rabbi Yochanan. Ta benoyev in oyefes, chayzer. Even though in the Mishnah, you can only be chayzer l'schos, you can't be chayzer l'chayva. But noyev in oyefes, you can be chayzer afilu wat, afilu l'chayva. This is Rabbi Yochanan, the Shitasa, who says, v'hu b'ta. And Rabbi Yochanan Lashitasi, who said that when it comes to a noyev and noyefes, it's always going to be a dover shatzdukim moidabai. As a result, Allah of the Mishnah is not going to be nogeya. Stating that, the Gemara continues and says, "El hechi dami ein chayzrin." So how's a negeya ein chayzrin? So let's learn the next Rashi inside again. The Ketani Masnisin, we learned in the Mishnah, "Stam dinei nefash is a machzir lechayva v'arayis nami b'mashma." Meaning, after we just said, seemingly, that Allah of the Mishnah is not going to be negeya, Arayos zok the Gemara, of Alamaisa, the Mishnah didn't make any distinction. It sounded like it's true for all the Nenefashis. It sounds like it's true even for Arayos. So where's the Negev by Arayos and Chayzrin? And the Gemara said, again, Om Rabba Vah, Om Rabbi Yechanan. This is straight Rabbi Yechanan. Rabbi Yechanan said, Kigoyin Shata Shaloi Kedarka. Where would it be Negev? It would be Negev if the Tos was Shaloi Kedarka. Rashi again, Hadayin, meaning the Dayin made a mistake in the Sugi of Bir Shaloi Kedarka. Vizika Benoyev and Noyefe Shaloi Kedarka. He was Mizaka Onoyev and Noyefe because it was a Bir Shaloi Now the chiyuv of bia shaloi kedarka is not mafurish in the Torah. Stam bia in the Torah is a bia kedarka. Bia shaloi kedarka is learned out from sukkim. The rabbanu yalfila mimishkevei isha shnei mishkoves. The ein atzdukim moidemai, and that's something that the tzdukim attacking amoidetu. So that is where it would be again. So the truth is, I mean, this really completes the Gemara, but the shakl of a tayir is very, very choppy. Not only is it very choppy, it's very, very sasam. And a Gemara like this is going to lend itself, it's very obvious, to different pshatim in the Rishonim. And if you go through Tosfos, Tosa Rosh has a very big arichos. And under Rishonim, a very, very mayrich, different pshatim had to learn pashat pshat in the Gemara. But the way Rashi learns the Gemara was that at the end of the day, the halach of the Mishnah, a machsirin l'schos ve'em machsirin l'chayva, is negeya only if the mistake was a davash ein atzdukim moidim boy. But if it was a tois b'davash atzdukim moidim boy, zil kari be'rafu, and it's for that reason you could be chayzer afilu l'chayva, and it's for that reason when it comes to noyef v'noyefes, which is what the Gemara focused on, this halacha, in most cases, will not be true. Stating that, it is going to be true, because l'maisa, the Mishnah was soisim, so it sounds like it's true even for Arayas, and it'll be negeya in one hechatimsa. What's the one hechatimsa where it'll be negeya? If the mistake was bir shaloi kedarka, because that's not something that's beforeish in the Torah, it's learned out from a pasuk. For that, there's no zilkar beirav, that's a davashe inat stukim oidamoy, and that's where it's going to be negeya. So again, it's not negeya almost all cases of noiv and oyefes. The Gemara seems to make a big deal about that, but at the same time, the Gemara does temper that by saying it would be negeya benoiv ben oyefes, albeit in that one case. So Tosfos has a lot of problems with Rashi's pshat. There's two Dibra Maschels where Tosfos addresses this. Ta benoif and ayefes mau and shata shaloi kedarka. In the first Tosfos, Tosfos says he doesn't understand the whole premise of the Gemara. Ta benoif and ayefes mau, the way Rashi explained it. Rashi explained that the Gemara Shaila was, we went through his Rashi's insight. Bishlaim abayu reitzeach. Right, there's a whole bunch of variables that Bezin always has to figure out. But when it comes to noif and ayefes, what do you have to figure out? Either there was a beer or there wasn't a beer. Right? When it comes to Reitzeach, did the Evan have the ability to Kedei Lahamos? Maybe he was a Nirdav. Was the Hasra a good Hasra? There's a whole bunch of different Shailas. Not even Ayefes. Other Yabia, other Nishtabia. Freit Toysfus, what are you talking about? There's so many Shailas that you have to know when it comes to not even Ayefes as well. He says, take a look at Makis Dav Zion. There's a Hakira. Do the Edom have to see Kim Chovish Feferes? Or if they see that it's Kederich Menachem, that's going to be enough. Rashi even alluded to the ideas of Hasra. Noiv and Ayefes also requires Asra. So the whole premise of the question, Noiv and Ayefes being different than the Reitzeach, is something that Tosfos doesn't understand. Another thing Tosfos doesn't understand, this is really the topic of the next Tosfos, is that the way Rashi explains, the tzedukim were not moided to the halacha bi'a shaloi kedarka, and Tosfos says, kenegan mefurish gemara. It's a gemara in Hayris, Taftal, and Amanalev, where the gemara says, mefurish, that the halacha is that the tzedukim were moided to the halacha bi'a shaloi kedarka. And because of this, Tosfos says that when the gemara says bi'a shaloi kedarka, it didn't mean that the Bezdin Paskin Bi'a shaloi kedarka is okay, and then they chap, no, it's not okay, and that's a davar shein atzdukim oydem oy, because faket, that would have been zil kar beirav. Even the tzdukim know that pirush loy kedark is not okay. The shail over here was hara, which is tchilas bia, which we know is always considered bia, right? That's a sugi in the beginning of perek abal yevimtoy. There's a shail where the hara is considered a bia by bia shloy kedark also. Meaning, this that hara is considered a bia, maybe that's only by a bia kedarka, but maybe bia shloy kedarka, hara is not considered a bia, and maybe that's the nakuda in the sugi where that would be the davar shein atzdukim oydem oy. But either way, again, if you want to go through this gemara more properly, I am berishanim. We're going to go right to dine mominos hakol v'chulos. So going back to the Mishnah, so the Mishnah said as follows. The Mishnah said that when it comes to dine mominos, the halacha is hakol melamdin schos v'chayva. Everyone can be melamed schos. Everybody can be melamed chayva. Dine nefashis hakol melamdin schos v'ein hakol melamdin chayva. So what does this mean? So again, dine mominos, everyone can be melamed schos. Everybody can be melamed chayva. When it comes to dine nefashis, everyone can be melamed schos. Not everyone can be melamed chayva. So the gemara hakol, what does this mean? Vafilu eidim means even the eidim. This is interesting. If somebody is an aid, right? He's a witness to something. Does he have the right now to start throwing out svaras when he's in Beis Din? Could the aid participate in the Masa Umata? That's what's going on here in this part of the Mishnah. Dine Mominus, the aidim could be Melamed Tzchus and be Melamed Chayva. When it comes to Dine Nefashis, if you're an aid, so you're going to say your aidus, and then afterwards, right, you're going to schweig, unless we ask you to say something. That's L'chayv, L'schus, even the aid is allowed to chime in. So the Gemara says that who's the hakol? Who's this person that we're talking about? It's the aidim. So the Gemara, name it Masis and Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehudi, V'lay Rabban. If that's the case, L'chayv, it should come out that the Mishnah is Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehudi, it's not Rabban. Tanya, we learned to the Brai, so it says in the Torah, V'eid echod lo yaneh, Benefesh Lamos. Now, there are many psukim in the Torah that say that an Eid Echad is not an Eidus, right? We know when it comes to Mammon, Eid Echad is Mechayiv Shvua. Eid Echad Namen Bisurin, right? There is a Mokum for an Eid Echad, Eidus Isha, obviously. But when it comes to Dine Mammonis, and certainly Dine Nevashis, there are many psukim that say that an Eid Echad is not Neman. Stating that, you have this extra pasuk that says ve'eid echad lo yana benefesh, and because it is the tanam chab that there must be some extra something that's supposed to be taken out of this pasuk. So it says the Gemara that what does this pasuk mean? Ve'eid echad lo yana benefesh. It means that the eid echad, once you say eidos, at that point you cannot comment, you cannot opine. Your job is to be an aid, not to issue opinions. Bein l'schos, bein l'chayv. If he wants to be oinu l'schos, he could, but if he wants to be oinu l'chayv, that's not something that he's allowed to do. Now, this pasuk is talking about dinei mominos. It says, dinei nefashis. Ve'eid echad lo yana benefesh lamos. And we see that there's a machloikis, Rav Yis Bruda and the Chachamim, whether it's bein l'schos, bein l'chayv, or it's only L'chayva. If our Mishnah says that when it comes to Dinei Nefashis, you could be Melamed Tzchus, you can't be Melamed Chayva, and who is it referring to? Oh, it's referring to the Edom. Then obviously the Mishnah is going according to Rabbi Yis, Rabbi Yehuda, right? So the Gemara says, L'chura, if the Mishnah means Edom, and that's what we think it means, name it Masis and Rabbi Yis, Rabbi Yehuda, V'loi Rabban, the Gemara says, no, Amar Rapapa, Rapapa said, Be'echad men ha-Talmidim v'divrei Yaakov. Could be the Mishnah didn't mean the Edom. We thought the Mishnah meant the Edom. Maybe the Mishnah didn't mean the Edom. So who's the Mishnah referring to when it says that you can be Melamed Tzchos, you can't be Melamed Chayva when it comes to Dinei Nefashis? It's talking about what are the Talmidim. So who are the Talmidim? So we're going to see more about the Talmidim in the coming daf. And the Talmidim were all the, like, interns and all the younger judges, aspiring judges, that would sit in the court and they would get chimush to watch everything that was going on. So if they had a ha'ara for a dinei nefashis, l'schus, they were allowed to chime in. But if they had an ara l'chayiv, they weren't allowed to. By dinei mominos, it's bein l'schus, bein l'chayiv. That's what the Mishnah is referring to. It's not talking about edim, and as a result, it has nothing to do with the machloikis between Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda, and the Rabban. Zok the Gemara. So again, we're going to go back now to the machloikis, Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda, and the Rabban. It says, ve'id echad lo yana benefesh lamos. The Rabbanon say, it means an aid. Not can't say eidus as an eid echad to kill somebody. We know that from other psukim. What it means is that you can't opine. And it's bein l'schus, bein l'chayva. Even though it says lamos, it's bein l'schus, bein l'chayva. Rabbi Yisrael Yehuda says l'schus, yeah, it's only l'chayv not. So my time to raise Rabbi Yehuda, the Makros says in the Torah, eid echad lo yana benefesh lamos. Oh, that's what the pasuk says. Lamos hu de'ena oina, av l'schus oina, right? It's pretty clear. It's only lamos. It's not okay. Rabbanon amar Rish Lakish. What did the Rabbanon hold? So Rish Lakish explained, mishum de mechsi, the Rabbanon know that once you're an aid, you can never say an opinion because it looks like you're in a gay be'edus. Now, it's interesting. The Lashon of the Gemara is not that you are a Negei Be'edus, but the Lashon of the Gemara is that you're Mechzik in Negei Be'edus. But the bottom line is, because of a Svara of Negei Be'edus, it's for that reason you're not allowed to issue an opinion. Now, why would it be a Negei Be'edus? Right? Just let's think it through. So you just testified. Now that you testified, all of a sudden you become a Negei Be'edus. It's very simple. You're a Negei Be'edus because, let's say you lied. And you realize that people are coming in your direction, and these people have the ability to make you into Edom Zoymimin. So what are you going to want to do? You're going to want to quickly offer an opinion to try to knock out this Gemara Din. It's like this, you're not going to get into trouble. Right? So you can use your imagination where you might be a Negei Be'edus. That's Rashi's Marshal. But the point is, because of Svaras of Negei Be'edus, you can't issue Sainat L'schus, Sainat L'chad. It says more about Rabbanon Hai Lomus Mai Darshi. What did Rabbanon do with the word Lomus? Meaning, it sounds like it's coming from this Pasuk. Nefesh, and the pasuk says lamos. It says mefurish. It's only l'chayv. So the gemara says make me la be'echem and a talmidim. Now that is referring to one of the talmidim. The tanya, in fact, it's mefurish of rice. Am'echem and a edim yeshu lamadol of schos. Min ayin chain shalim loy. How do you know that if one of the edim say that I want to be even malamit schos, we don't listen to him talmidim? It says in the pasuk eid echad lo yana. That's that pasuk. But we stop before benefesh lamos. The eid echad lo yana, or the eid echad lo yana benefesh. But before lamos. How do you know if one of the talmidim want to say l'chayv? We don't listen. Talmud loy mar echad lo yana benefesh lamos. So we actually, according to the Rabbanon, learn two separate halachas from this pasuk. The eid echad lo yana benefesh lamos. So we dash in like this. The eid echad lo yana benefesh, period. Bein l'schos, bein l'chayva. And then, not the eid echad, meaning echad menat talmidim lo yana benefesh lamos. There it's not going to be lamos. So again, according to Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda, an eid echad could only not opine l'chayv. He could opine l'schos because he reads one pasuk. The eid echad lo yana benefesh lamos. Not two halachas over here. There's one halach, and the eid echad can't offer an opinion only lamos. According to the Rabbanon, an eid echad can't offer an opinion say l'schos say l'chayv because the svar mechzi kinagei be'ed. Either pasuk says lamos, the part of pasuk that says lamos is referring to echad menat talmidim. Because according to Rabbanon, this pasuk actually is referring to two different things. It's telling you that an eid can offer an opinion, and it's telling you that one of the talmidim can offer an opinion. So it's the eid echad lo yana benefesh, period, bein l'schus bein l'chayva, and it's echad lo yana benefesh lamos. That's echad menat talmidim, and that's taka only lamos. As it relates to the Mishnah, so there's really two ways you can learn the Mishnah. Either the Mishnah that says amalam etzchus lamalam etchayva is talking about the eidim, or you could say it's talking about if it's talking about the Edim, then it would have to be Rabbi Yitzchak Rabbi Yehuda, because the Mishnah says Meforish, when it comes to Dina Nefashis, you could be Melamed Tzchos, you only can't be Melamed Chayva. If, however, it's talking about the Talmidim, then it could shtem afilu the Rabbanim, because the Rabbanim Amoida, that when it comes to the Talmidim, there it's true, it's only Lamos, but Leschos, you would be able to opine Dina Nefashis Vechulu. Moving along in the Mishnah. So the Mishnah said that when it comes to dine nefashis, ha-melamed choyva, melamed tzchos, aval ha-melamed tzchos, eino yochel lachsa v'lelamed choyva. So again, one of the nafkeminas between dine mominus and dine nefashis is that dine mominus, ha-melamed choyva, melamed tzchos, melamed tzchos, melamed choyva. If you want to flip and you want to switch your opinion, that's something you're allowed to do. From tzchus to chayv, or from chayv to tzchus. But when it comes to dine nefashis, a melamed chayv can be melamed tzchus, but a melamed tzchus can flip and be melamed chayv. So again, that's the topic of the next part of the Gemara. Zok the Gemara, Amar Rav said, lo yishanu, this that the Mishnah says that when it comes to dine nefashis, if you're melamed tzchus, you can't change your opinion to be melamed chayv. I mean, let's just visualize this. You're one of the dayanim, and you think this person's innocent. You're screaming innocent, innocent, innocent. And then, in the course of the shakti levatai, you change your mind. I actually think he's guilty. In the deliberations, you decided, I think he's actually, he's guilty as charged. Can't change, right? That's what it sounds like from the Mishnah. So Rav had a major issue with this. So Rav came and he qualified this. He said, this is only true. Ela b'shas masu matan. During the masu matan. Ava b'shas k'mar din malam yitzchus choyz malam yitchayva. Meaning, avada, just because you started in the masu matan saying zaka, it doesn't mean you have to die with that psak. If you want to change your mind, of course you're allowed to change your mind. So what does it mean in the Mishnah that ha malam yitzchus lo yalam yitchayva? It means in the masu matan, once you're arguing l'schus, you have no right now to go and argue l'chayva. That's what it means. But Enochinami, when it comes time to issue your verdict, Avada, you have to issue. Not only you have to say what you think. But in the argument, in the Shakla Vataria, you're going to be that person that's going to be arguing schos, schos, schos. push comes to shove, when you cast your vote, you do what you think. And if you think chayva now, even though initially you thought tzchus, so be it. But if you started off screaming tzchus, that's when it means you have to continue. So this is Rav's groisa chiddush in the Mishnah. It's a huge, huge, huge asterisk. The Gemara is going to fire away on Rav. Kasha number one, from the Mishnah, likamon daf mem amud aleph. So the Mishnah over there is talking about where there was a case of dinei nefashis. We already saw this in our Mishnah. And now they came out l'chayv. So what did they do? Can't paskin l'chayv on that day. You have to do a linas lina. Right? So they would sleep on it, and then the next day they would come and do it again. So the machras is where the Mishnah picks up. Mashkim and Ubam, the oilam would come early in the morning. Whoever said zaka the day before, he would say, I'm one of the guys that said zaka, and I maintain my position of zaka. I'm the one that said, chayiv would say, ani am nechayiv, umechayiv ani bim koimoy. And then the Mishnah went right. And the Mishnah said, I'm a lamit choyv, I'm a lamit schos. Aval, I'm a lamit schos, ein yachs, ya, loch, alachs, I'm a lamit choyv. The person that said schos cannot be choyv, this is ready the next day. And the next day is already the Gemara Din. And still what? It sounds like the one that was Malamit Chos can't be Malamit Chayva. This is a great sakash on Rav. Rav said that this, that the Mishnah says, if you're Malamit Chos, you can't be Chayva, Malamit Chayva, that's only true in the Masamat, not for the Gemara Din. Here you see it's true the next day, Lamachras. You still have to stick with your opinion. But the Gemara says, let me ask you, Litamech, Lamachras, Masu, Matam, Ileka. You mean to tell me on the next day there's no Masamatan? The next day is going to be the Gemara Din. True. But there's also going to be a... That's the whole point of the Lina Slilo. The point of the Lina Slilo is let's sleep on it and let's chazer it over again. Okay, so of course it's a Masu Matan. When the Mishnah says the guy who's Melamit Chuz can't be Chuz, Melamit Chuz, it meets for the Masu Matan portion of the Lamachras. But once we get past that and now we're up to the Gemara Din portion of the Lamachras, Avada, if you feel you have to change, you could change. Toshma. Moving along. So the Mishnah had said, Donin Elu Keneged Elu, Achiyira Echaman Amechayvin Divrei Amezak. So the Mishnah's talking about where there was a stalemate. Now, there's never going to be a real stalemate. Now, there could be, because somebody could say any day, right? But even in a case of Dinei Nefashis, where there was one more person saying Chayiv, versus saying Zakai. And they added two and they added two. So what's the maximum we add up to? 71, right? Once you hit 71, at that point we're not adding anymore. So what would be if it's 71 and 36 are saying Chayim and 35 are saying Zakai? So what do they basically have to duke it out until somebody comes around? So this is what the Mishnah says. Donin Elu Keneged Elu, Achiyira Echamin Amechayiv and Divrei Amezakai. Until one of the Chayiv guys says, you know what, Ichzei Zakai. Freik the Gemara Kasha, Vim Iso, Listen, Nami Epcha. Bomb kasha. Why does the Mishnah say that they're going to fight it out until one of the mechayvim are going to say zakai? Maybe fakir. They'll fight it out until one of the mezakin is going to say chayiv. Right? Why does it have to be this way? Let it be the other way. So bishlam, if you're going to tell me, oh, I'll tell you why. Because the Mishnah says that once someone's melamed chos, it can't be melamed chayiv. And that's true even by the Gemara Din. So it's too late. Once you said zakai, you can never say chayiv. So what do you need to do? You have to go through it again and again and again and again and again until one of the people that said chayiv will say zaki. That's the only option. But if you're going to tell me that when the Mishnah said what it said, it was loyshanu el b'shas masamata el b'shas k'madim alamitz chos could be chayiv alamitz chayivos. Why does the Mishnah say don and elu keneged elu atchir echman amechayiv and different amazakin listening nami yipcha? Meaning that's an option. Aber listening nami yipcha. There's two ways that this could be resolved. So the Gemara says enochinami could have said that. Aber tana tzchus k'madach. Every like k'madach. He says the Tana is trying to be optimistic here, and we're trying to think that we're going to fight out until one of the yidden that said chayiv will say zakib. And chinami, if one of the mazakim would say chayiv, being that it's b'shas k'mar din, if you want to be chayiv, you could be chayiv. Tosh, Madi Maras, I'll bring you another. The Amr Rabbi Yosi Rabbi Chanin, from some of your Yosi Rabbi Chanin, said, Echman, not Tamidim, Shaziko, if one of the Tamidim said zakai, umes, and then he died, this is one of the Dayanim that said zakai, now he's not alive anymore. So Roya Noisa Kilu, chay, v'oyme bim koymai. We act, we make believe as if he's really alive, and he's oyme bim koymai, and he's still saying zakai. I mean, that vote of zakai remains a vote. So this is one of the chever that said zakai during the Masu Maton. Now he's not alive anymore. We act as if he's still there. V'amai freik the Gemara name it ilu havekayim hoderbe. Right? Maybe he would have been chayzer. Meaning, bishlam, if you're going to tell me that once you say zakai, you can't say chayiv. So I understand. Once he said zakai, so that's a vote for zakai. I maybe would have been chayzer, couldn't have been chayzer. But if you're going to tell me loyshon rala b'shas masu matan abba b'shas k'mar, then he could have been chayzer. So just because he said zakai, why is that a vote for zakai? Maybe he would have been chayzer, and maybe he would have said chayiv. So the Gemara says, hashtamil lo yhadere. Sure, he could have, but lamaisa now he wasn't. And being that when he died, he had not been chayzer yet, there's no reason to assume that maybe he would have been chayzer, and that's why, again, vitzidu wa'edav, this is a vote for Zakkai, we're going to keep this as a vote for Zakkai. But the Gemara says, not a good dicha. You know why? Because v'asholchu mitam, they actually sent from Eretz Yisrael to Bavel a telegram that read, quote, l'divrei Rabbi Yosi b'Rab Chanina, mutza michlau Rabbeinu. That from the words of Rabbi Yosi b'Rab Chanina, you see not like Rabbeinu. Who's Rabbeinu? Rav. You see not like Rav. Because Rav said that you could be chayzer b'shas the Gemara din, and Rabbi Yosi b'Rab Chanina said that if one of the Talmidim who said Zakkai dies, we keep it as a Zakkai. And in Eretz Yisrael, they thought it was a stira. So the Gemara said, Toshma, you see, for Rabbi Yisrael Chanina, not like Rav. The Gemara was doicha, maybe it stems. The Gemara says, not true, because we actually know in Eretz Yisrael, they already thought it was a stira. But the Gemara says, Ein moitze itmar. You have the wrong girsa in that telegram. The telegram didn't say mutza, it said Ein mutza. Okay. That it is not mutza. You would think at first glance, Rabbi Yisrael Chanina is not like Rav, but really, after further review, it could stem with Rav. Because, again, at the end of the day, maybe if he would have been Chayzer, he could have been Chayzer. But like the Gemara said, Hashtami Eloi Hadame. Zok the Gemara Tashma, I'll bring you another. Right? This is a little bit of a lambda shirai. Shnei Soifrei Hadayonim, Oimdim Lifnehem. So this is a Mishnah later that, again, describes the Sanhedrin process and says that there were two Soifrei Hadayonim, two scribes of the court, two stenographers. Echad min hayamin v'echad min asmael. They were both standing there by the dayanim, by the balidin, one to the right, one to the left. V'kois fin divrei ha-mezakin v'divrei ha-mechayvin. And they would write everything that the mezakin said and everything that the mechayvin said. Meaning they literally transcribed all the arguments that were being issued up in the court. So Gemara says like this, Bishlam divrei ha-mechayvin. I understand why these stenographers, the seifrei ha-dayanim, would write exactly what the mechayvin said. And the reason is because maybe lemachar chazu time machrina, they're gonna see another reason tomorrow to say chayev ubo lemevad halon hasdin, and they're gonna have to do a halon hasdin. The halacha is that if bezdin comes out chayev, they had to sleep on it. Why they have to sleep on it? Because you have to think it through before you kill somebody, right? You do a linas laila. The din of linas laila is true for every svara of chayiv. Meaning, what would be if Bezdin convened on a Monday and they came out chayiv? Why? Based on a certain svara. Okay, let's sleep on it. The next day they wake up and they say chayiv. Okay, so meaning they're not switching. But they're saying chayiv now for a different reason. Even though they had said chayiv the day before and slept on it, now they would have to sleep on it again. And the reason is because it's a new svara. You're sleeping not on the psak, on the svara. So you'd have to think about it again, do another linas laila because of the new svara. So that is the reason, says the Gemara, that the Sofrei HaDayanim would write divrei ha-mechayvin. You can't just write that 30, whatever, of the 23 people, 13 people said chayiv, so that you know that it was Rav Chayiv, you'll sleep on it the next... No, you have to know the reason. Because maybe the next day there's going to be a new reason. And if there's going to be a new reason, it's going to be Mechayiv, a new Linus Lail. So I understand the Gemara says why it is that for the Divrei HaMechayivim, you had to write exactly what their argument was. Because the Chabs and Afkemina and Halacha with regards to the Lino. Ela Divrei HaMezakin, Freit the Gemara, my timer. Why did that have to be written? Why did they write the Divrei HaMezakin? Why is that necessary? Lav mishum is the reason not the chazu time machrino l'chayva loy mashkechinim bahu. It's probably because if they would see another reason l'chayv, we wouldn't listen to them. It's probably because the halach is not like Rav. So what does this even mean? So let's see Rashi inside. Dibra maschol el divrei hamezak. Im isa zok Rashi the yochel lachzer boy. If the halacha is like Rav, that when it comes to the Gemara Din, if a dayan who said Zakkai wants to be chayzer, wants to say chayiv, he can be chayzer. Why do you have to write his argument? Is it because you want to write down the argument of why he said Zakkai? Because tomorrow during the Masa Matan, he's not going to be able to be chayzer. For that, all you have to know is that he was a Zakkai. And lichtei ploy nezika. So just say that he said Zakkai. Meaning, if somebody said Zakkai, you have to know that. Because you have to know that during the Masu Matan the next day, right? You have to know that he's not going to be able to flip, right? The way Rav understands, it's only b'shas Masu Matan. So you have to know that. But you don't have to know the reason. A beloved the michtav time is Rashi. Why do I need the reason? Elolav. So Rashi says a whole lot of this. The reason must be, mishum di hoder be loitzai sinale. It must be, because if this guy wants to be chayzer, he can never be chayzer. And therefore, you need to write the reason. You know why? So you shouldn't forget the reason. And he'll tell us later that the mistake that I made was B'davash Shatzdukimoydabai. You want to know why it would make sense that you're writing the Tam? You're probably writing the Tam because once you issue a Zaka, you can never be Chayzer. Now, never say never. You know why? Because it's Poshit, and this is what's not Mefurish in the Gemara that you need Rashi for, that there would be a time you could be Chayzer. When is that? B'davash Shatzdukimoydabai, because that was the beginning of the Daf, because that's Zilkari Be'Rav. That's not even a Psak. And it's Poshit that if you wanted to be Chayzer from that, you'd be able to be Chayzer from that. So you know what? They would write the Ramazakin, because we want to know that it's not a Davash Shatzdukimoydabai. So like this, if you're going to come tomorrow and you're going to say, I want to be Chayzer because it's a Davash Shatzdukimoydabai, we're going to know that you weren't telling the truth. Now, if you're going to tell me that Halach is that if you want to be Chayzer B'Shaskimar, then you can be Chayzer anyway, so this is all a moot point. You can be Chayzer. Who cares? Davash Shatzdukimoydabai. Who cares? It's not Davash Shatzdukimoydabai. Ah, you can't be Chayzer B'Shas Masa Umaton. Okay, so whatever. So just write that you said Zakeh. The reason is not Negev. The only time I can hear that it would be Negev, the reason is if the halach is that you can't be Chayzer B'Shas Gemar Din. That's Poshnit. If it's a Davash Hatzdukim Moedim Ba, you could be Chayzer. So we need to know the time of the Mezaka so that if you want to now argue later that I made a Zakeh argument, but it was Shtusim what I was saying because it was Davash Hatzdukim Moedim Ba. That's not true. The stenographer, let's pull out the minutes, let's pull out the transcription, and we're going to know exactly what's going on. But the point is, says the Gemara, if you hold not like Rav, then I understand maybe why you had to write the Divrei HaMezakin. If, however, you hold like Rav, I don't understand why you had to write the Divrei HaMezakin, but the Gemara says, like, it's not the reason, it has nothing to do with Rav. You want to know why they wrote the Divrei HaMezakin? Kidei Shelo Yoimru, Shnayim Tam Echem Shnei Mekrois. So that you shouldn't have two people that are going to say, Zakai, for the same reason, and each one based it on two different psukim. And the background to this pshat is something that Rav Asim once asked Rabbi Yechanan. What would be if you had two dayanim that came out with the same pshat, and they based it on psukim, but the same pshat that they came up with was from two different psukim, right? So basically, you have two dayanim, Reuven and Shimon. Reuven has a pshat, and he's basing it on Pasuk Aleph. And Shimon has the same pshat, same halacha, and he's basing it on Pasuk Beis. So Rabbi Asi once asked Rabbi Yochanan, in the world of Dayanim, in the world of votes, when we're casting now the minion, how many votes does that count as? Amale, he told him, Eimonu Melechad. It only counts as one. And the reason is, so the Gemara is going to bring us a source for it, but let's just speak it out Balpeh first. The reason is because one of them must be making a mistake. Because it's not possible that there's two psukim that are coming to say the same thing. So if Reuven is learning his pshtam from Pasuk Aleph, and Shimon is learning the same time from Pasuk Beis, someone's learning a Pasuk wrong. Either Reuven is learning Pasuk Aleph wrong, or Shimon is learning Pasuk Beis wrong. Because it can't be that Pasuk Aleph and Pasuk Beis are both saying the same thing. Why do you do Pesukim to say the same thing? It's impossible. So if someone's making a mistake, so you can't count it as two votes. Two votes are two votes when two people are saying good. But if you know one of them is for sure making a toys, it's not going to work. And that's why they used to write the Divrei HaMezakin. You want to know why they wrote the Divrei HaMezakin? You want to know exactly where they're coming from, because we're going to cheshbon afterwards. One second. You said this time, and you based it on this way. And you said the same time, you based it on a different pasuk. Well, it only counts as one vote. It's negay of the voting process. Mamish of the Bezin. That's why it had to be written down. Says the Gemara, not immediately. What's the makar to this? That you can have a tam echad that's yoytze mishnei mekrois. So the Gemara said, Amar Abayid, Amar Kro. The pasuk says, Achas dibra likim, shtayim zu shamati, right? Anoichi v'lo yil l'chami pi akvura shamanim. But the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu said the two dibras was Achas dibra likim, abishtayim zu shamati, ki oizle likim. And Abayid said, Chazal darshan, mikre echad yoytze l'kaim yetamim. That from here we learn, Achas dibra likim, shtayim zu shamati. It's like a din. That from one Dvar Hashem, you could learn many times. We could hit multiple things from one pasuk. Aber, fakert, not. Ve'in tamecha, yoytze mekame mikrois. Oh, that's the drasha. Ve'rav Shmuel Tano, it says, ukefatish yefutz asela, like a hammer that breaks a rock. Ma fatish zem mischalik lekame nitzoytzes. Just like the hammer breaks up into a whole bunch of different nitzoytzes. Af mikre echot, yoytze lekame tamim. So to one pasuk, it could be yoytze lekame tamim. Aber in the reverse, to have multiple psukim that's gonna give you one time, that already not. Now, as it relates to this last drosh, at Rabbi Shmuel, ukefatish yifutz asela, ma fatish zem eschalik lekamen etzoytzes, af mikre echad yoytze lekamen taimim. So if you look at Tosis, Tosis brings a little bit of a discussion, how to learn Pashup Shana in this drosh. it's a Dvar Agada. But I haven't learned Pashim Shan in this Pasuk. But I think if you read this Pasuk without looking in the Mefarshim, so you would think, Ukefatish Yifutza Sela. It's like a hammer that breaks a rock. So if you take a hammer, you whack a rock, so it's going to break up into a whole bunch of different pieces. And you for sure, I think, would be tempted to learn the Gemara that way. But Tosfos says, it's not what the Gemara says. The Gemara says, Ma Patish zem is chalik lekamet etzoytzes. It sounds like it's not the rock that's breaking; it's the patish that's breaking. And Tosfos brings from Rabbeinu Tam that that's the way Rabbeinu Tam understood this drasha. That the drasha is that if you have a rock that's very, very heavy and you hit it with a patish, the patish is going to explode and it's going to end up in all these different pieces. So the Torah over here—that's what the nimshal is—is the rock. The rock is so strong that it's able to break a patish. So the Torah is not the patish, not the hacker; it's the thing that's actually being hacked. Either way, we're going to have a little bit of a digression now. The Gemara says, "Heichi dami tam echon mishnei mikras." What's an example? So we just mentioned this idea in Afkemina and Hilchas Sanhedrin, where you have tam echon that's yoytze mishnei mikras. You'll have two psukim, and the two psukim are ostensibly teaching me the same halacha. So what would even be a dugma of this? So the Gemara says, "I'll bring you a dugma," and this is really going to take us down a kachim road now. So the background, really, for the next big chunk of Gemara, we're going to go through it quickly because it's really not our sugya. But the background for this is the 8th parak in Masechta Zvachim, arguably the most lamdish parak in Seder Kachim, parak HaMizbech Mekadosh. So if you learn in Kachim Yeshiva, you spend a lot of time. It doesn't matter when you come. If you come during Zvachim Menachis, if you come in the middle of Tmura, if you come in the middle of Nazir and Ahalas, you're always going to learn parak HaMizbech Mekadosh. This is one of the Yesoidis when it comes to all things Kachim. And the background to Mizbech Mekadosh is the halach of Im Olu Lo Yerdu. So what does that mean? It means you have a carbon that's pasul. It's pasul. You can't be makiv this carbon. You can't be makiv the Imurim on the Mizbeach. You can't be Zarek the Dam. You can't take the Nesachim and pour on the Mizbeach, etc., etc. So you can't put it on the Mizbeach. Stating that is an idea of Im Alu Lo Yerdu. That's Kachim 101. Im Alu Lo Yerdu. That once it makes contact with the Mizbeach, Kalin Ege Mizbeach Yikdash, there's different drashas like we're going to see now, that teaches this din. But Im Alu Lo Yerdu, says the Gemara, with that little background, Heichi Dami, what's an example again of Tam Echad that comes from two Mikrois? Amar Rav Zit Zed Kedetan. It's like we learned in the Mishnah, Mizbeach Mekadesh Asa Ra'u Lo. You wouldn't expect to see these words tucked away in the middle of Sanhedrin. But a Mizbeach is Mekadesh, anything that's Ra'u to it. Rabbi Shua said, that what does this mean? Kol Ra'u Li Ishim, Im Alu Lo Yerdu. Anything that's Ra'u to be put on the fire of the Mizbeach, even if it's pasul, if it touches the Mizbeach, Lo Yerdu, you keep it on the Mizbeach. Right, so you do it. That the Briskerov said that it's not just Im Alu Lo Yerdu, you leave it there. But there's a din aktaras psul. Right? Once it touches the Mizbeach, it actually has a din aktar. Just like there's a din to be makter a murim cheyrim, there's a din to be makter a murim psulim. Ordinarily not, but Im Alu, now it gets a din aktaras psulim, a din of Im Alu Lo Yerdu. But either way, Sir Rabbi Yeshua said that anything that's right to be put on the fire of the Mizbeach has a din of Im Alu Lo Yerdu. Shenemar, it says in the Torah, Ha'oila al Moikta. So this pasuk is in the beginning of Parshas Tzav. Tzav is the Harav Hasbon of Lemezois, Torah is Ha'oila. He Ha'oila al Moikta al Mizbeach al Alayla, at Boikiv Echa Mizbeach to Gabay. And Chazal saw in here the din of Im Alu Lo Yerdu. And it says what? Ha'oila al Moikta. Ma'oila, what's the Moikta? It's the fire of the Mizbeach. Ma'oila she really ishim, just like an Oila is right to be put in the fire of the Mizbeach. And we learn from this pasuk also that if it's possible and it went on the mizbeach, we leave it there. Af kosher roi leishim. So to anything that's right to be put in the fire of the mizbeach, Im Alu Lo Yerdu. Rabbi Gamliel, Amir Gamliel said, same halacha, but we learn from somewhere else. Kol roi lemizbeach, Im Alu Lo Yerdu. Not anything that's roi leishim. You have to look at the nuance here. But anything that's right to go on the mizbeach, right? The Mizbeach wasn't just the fire. There was a fire on the Mizbeach. There were many marachas on the Mizbeach. But any that's right to the Mizbeach, Im Alu Lo Yerdu. Shenemar, Hiya Oilo, Al Moikta Al Mizbeach. He's not focusing on Al Moikta. He's focusing on Al Mizbeach. Ma Oilo, she really got Mizbeach. The Oilo's right to go on the Mizbeach. And the Allah is also Leiterid. It has his din Im Alu Lo Yerdu. Av Kol Shu, Roi Lo Mizbeach. Any that's right to go on the Mizbeach, Im Alu Lo Yerdu. Now, says the Gemara, V'Travayu Mai Komar B'Psulim. Sai Rabbi Yeshua, Sai Rabbi Gamliel. They're learning the Allah of Im Alu Lo Yerdu. Mar Maisi Lo Mi Moikta. Umar Maisi Lo Mi Mizbeach. One learned it from Moikta, Rabbi Shua, and one learned it from Mizbeach, Rabbi Gamliel. So what do you see? This is an example of Tam Echad Mishnei Mikrois. They're both learning the din of Im Alu Lo Yerdu. One's learning it from the word Moikta, one's learning it from the din of Mizbeach. So this is an example. The Gemara says, this is not an example. Now, why is this not an example? Because they're not saying the same halacha. V'hasna miflik pligi. They're arguing. Diktani seifa. In fact, it's the first in the Mishnah, Mizbeach Mekadosh, ein bein divir Gamliel, divir Rabbi Yeshua, el adam v'anisachim. There'll be an afkemina. What if dam possible went on the Mizbeach, or nisachim that's possible went on the Mizbeach? Rabbi Gamliel, lemelo yerdu. According to Rabbi Gamliel, that said, what's the drasha? Kol haroi lemizbeach. That's what he learns it from. So any that's roi to go on the mizbeach, even if it's possible, has a din of lo yerit. It's not dafke de emurim. It's true for the dam. It's true for the nesachim. Oh, but Rabbi Yeshua, I'm a yerit because Rabbi Yeshua learned it from the word maikta. Maikta is the fire. So it's only the gay something that went on the fire of the mizbeach. The emurim went on the fire of the mizbeach. The blood didn't go on the fire. The nesachim didn't go on the fire. So it's only the gay something that went on the fire. But the point is, this is not an example of tam echad that learned out from shnei mikrois because vaker. If you learn it from Mizbeach, it's one thing you learn from Mike. Elam Rapapa. So Rav Zvid was the first attempt. Rapapa said, Kidatanya. It's learned from the same sugya, but different machlokes. Again, same sugya of Imelu Layerin, but from the following brisa. Rabbi Yosi Aglili Yonah, Yosi Aglili Zavitoch, it says in the Torah, Kol Anegeb, Mizbeach Yiktosh, that anything that touches the Mizbeach gets Kedusha. Shemei, any I would think, Bein Roy, Bein Chein Roy. Now, this pasuk, Kol Anegeb, Mizbeach Yiktosh, is one of the sources to the din of Mizbeach Mekadosh, right? This is one of the sources to the concept of Emol Oyer. Now, from the Etzim pasuk, said Rabbi Yosi, it would sound like anything. Sai Roy, Sai Eni Roy. Right, what's roi? Roi means it's like a carbon. That's sheikh is to go in the mizbech. What's enei roi? So Rashi gives examples. Two lines from the top. Kegoin tsa'or, udvash, v'ayil, v'tzvi, v'chulin. Things that have no sheikh is to the mizbech. You would think that if they touch the mizbech, oh, yikdash. Now all of a sudden, there's a concept, there's a sugi of mizbech. It says kvasim. It says in the Torah, kvasim. So again, it says in the parasha of it's the very next pasuk. So we learn from there. Kvasim ru'uy. And Avko Roy, ask me something that's Roy. A keves, a sheep is Roy to go on the Mizbeach. That's what Rekiva says. Oila, it says in the Torah, Oila. Ma Oila ru'uya. Just like the Oila is Roy to go on the Mizbeach. Avko Roy, so to any that's Roy to go on the Mizbeach. It's going to have this halach. So according to Rabbi Yosi Aglili, it's learned out from kvasim, and according to Rabbi Akiva, it's learned out from the word oila. Either way, the travayu might come in ma'ati psuli. Right? They both seem to be saying the same thing. They're both saying that although there's a din of mizbech mekadesh, but it has to be roi. According to Rabbi Yosi Aglili, you learn it from kvasim. According to Rabbi Akiva, you learn it from oila. Right? Kvasim are roi. Oila is roi. So they both learned that has to be right, but it's from two different. So this is an example of Tam Echa, that's Yoitz and Mishnei Mikrois. Meaning, Mar Maisilami Kvasim, Umar Maisilami Oila. But the Gemara says, no, this is also not a good example. You know why? Because Vamar Rav Ada Barahava Oila So Oif Psulik. There is an Afkamina between these two timing, and the Afkamina is an Oila So Oif, that's possible. Man, the Maisilami Kvasim, the one that learns it from Kvasim, Kvasim in, Aval Oila So Oif Loi. Uman the Maisilami Oila, Filo Oila So Oif Nami. The Allah is Beich Mekadish. Is it true for Oifis, or is it not true for Oifis? So we know a carbon could come in the form of an animal, a behemoth. It could be in the form of an oif, a bird. It could be in the form of a mincha, right? There's different types of karbonis. So the halacha of mizbech mekadesh, is it true for oifos? So the Gemara said, Amar Rav Ada Barahava, it's totally in this machloikis, Rabbi Yosi Aglili and Rabbi Akiva. According to Rabbi Yosi Aglili, that said that the makar is kvasim. Oh, kvasim is considered roi. An oif is not a keves. According to Rabbi Akiva, that it's learned out from oila. Oh, oila could be even an oila so oif. So there actually is a major nafkimina. So it's not tam echa that's yoitz mishtem mikrois. It's shnei time in that. This is not a good example, says the Gemara. Elam Rav Ashi, right? Rav Ashi always gets the last word. Elam Rav Ashi, again, it has something to do with kachim, not Mizbech Mekadesh, but this is going to take us to another sugya. And that is the sugya of Ashoichet Vahamailo. So if Mizbech Mekadesh is in the conversation of the perek in Seder Kachin, so is Ashoichet Vahamailo. That's the 13th perek in Mesech Tezvachim. But either way, so perek Ashoichet Vahamailo deals with the halachas of someone who brings a carbon bachutz outside of the Makom HaMikdash. Now, the psukim in the Torah that talk about this are in Parshas Achrimos. And if you look up the psukim inside, it's really made up of two parshios. There's the parsha of someone that checks a carbon bachutz, and then there's the parish of someone that's maila something bachutz. Shchita, shchita, maila means hakrova. Hence, ha-shoichet va-maila. It's based on really two parishes in the Torah. There's the parish of shoichet, and there's the parish of maila. Either way, in that sugya, the Gemara brings a brisa. Kedetanya. Dam yechoshev le-ishahu. So the Torah says, with regards to someone who's shoichet va-maila bachutz, it says, dam yechoshev le-ishahu. That person's going to be chayav misa. That's what it means, literally. We learn from here, le-rabois es ha-zoireg. So dam yechoshev le-ishahu, dam shofach, teaches me, not only that his dam is going to be poured, but if he poured dam, he was zoirek bachutz, he's going to be chayv. Divrei Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Akiva, I mean Rabbi Akiva says, I agree. If someone's zoirek bachutz, he's chayv, even though it's not mefurish in the Torah. But you learn it out from somewhere else. You know what we learn it out from? It says, oy zavach. V'aleim toimar ish ish mibay shom menagel shiyogu b'seichem ashiyalo oy lo oy zavach. Again, same parasha. That's where you know it from. The rabbi says, zoirek. So said Rav Ashi. V'travayu maikom mar bizriko. Say Rabbi Yishmael and Rabbi Akiva both were marba, that if someone is zayrik b'chutz, he's going to be chayef. Mar ma'isela midam yechashev, umar ma'isela mi'ayzavach. So this is an example of tam echad that comes from tumik rois. But the Gemara says, no, because Rabbi Avo said, shachat v'zorak ikubeinayu. There's an afkamina. No, there's an afkamina between Rabbi Yishmael and Rabbi Akiva. The afkamina would be, what if someone shechted and he spritzed b'chutz b'shoigeg? Would you bring one carbon or would you bring two carbonis, right? If someone shechts b'chutz, if someone's maila b'chutz, it's a chayvi krisos, which means if you do a b'shoigig, you would have to be in carbon chattas. What if you were shoichet v'zoyrek b'chutz? Would you have to bring one chattas or would you bring two chattas? And he explained, the divrei Rabbi Yishmael, according to Rabbi Yishmael, that learned it from Dam Yechoshev in a chayv ala achas. The divrei Rabbi Akiva, Chayev Shtayim. And the reason is, because as we mentioned earlier, in the parasha of Sheikhav Amayel, there's really two parashas. It's Achash Yishtayim. There's the parasha of Shchitas Chutz, and there's the parasha of Halas Chutz. Each one has its own chorus. Each one is separate. According to Rabbi Shmuel, that it's learned out from Dam Yechoshev, it says in the Shchita parsha of the Torah. According to Rabbi Akiva, that it's learned out from Oizavach, it says in the Halah part. So what would be if someone is Sheikhed Vizorik Pachutz? According to Rabbi Yishmael, you did two things that are learned out from the same parsha. If that's the case, ein echayv al achas. According to Rabbi Akiva, you violated two halachas that are in two parshias. And if that's the case, you're going to be chayv shtayim. Just explain this a little bit better. If someone would be sheichet umayla, b'sheichet, for sure you'd be chayv too, because two parshias in the Torah. It's like if someone was born two different chayvei krisos, he'd be chayv shtayim. Right? It's two separate laven, even though they're eerily similar, but they're not the same. So if Zayrek is a sif katan and hilchis shoychet, then shoychet v'zayrek is like shoychet v'shoychet. You can only be chayv one. If it's a sif katan and hilchis mailo, then shoychet v'zayrek is like shoychet u'mailo. You're going to be chayv two. So there's an afkamina here too. This is also not tam echad that's here to mishnei mikros. But the Gemara says no, because itmar Allah, amar Abaya said af l'divrei Rabbi Akiva, nami eni chayv ala achas. That even according to Rabbi Akiva, who learns it from Oizavach, which is the parashin of Allah, if you're shoychet and zayrek, you're only going to be chayv one. And the reason is the amakrob is because the pasuk says sham talo iloy secha v'sham tase arvinu rachmano l'kulu asiyas. Now this pasuk is actually in Parshas Re'e. It's not in Parshas Achrimo. It's in the Ikka Parsha of Chutz. It's in Parshas Re'e, and in Parshas Re'e the Torah again mentions this halacha. It says yishom elucha pentalo iloy secha b'chol mokem asheter. Be very careful to only bring your karbonos in the place that I'm going to tell you. Ki ba mokem asheyifchar Hashem ba'achat shifatecha sham talo iloy secha v'sham tase kol asher anoichim etzavech. So the pasuk is clearly talking about the Isser Chutz. And it says over there, v'sham tase kol asher anoichim etzavecha. The Torah is putting together all the avoidas. Now it singles out halah. Sham talo iloy secha, but as it relates to everything else, it's v'sham tase kol asher anoichim etzavecha. In that tase, like shchita and zrika and like the ala avoidas. So said Abayo, that even according to Rabbi Akiva, the aloch is, if somebody would be shoichet v'zoirek, einoi chayiv elo achas, even though in the parish in Achrimois, one is in the parish of shchita, the other is in the parish of Allah, but this pasuk of sham Tase kol asher anoichim etzavecha lumps them together, it makes them one, and as it's negei the chatas, it's only going to be one chiyuv. Rashi explains this just a little bit better, and that is, Rashi says that the oimik in the Gemara is that pasuk of Hashem Tase kol asher anoichim etzavecha, that's the azara for the chorus and parashas Achrimos. So the rule is ein oinchen elo kemazirim. So that's not just like some random other pasuk. It's actually the azara that underpins parashas Achrimos, and that then means that on the azara level, shoychet and zayrik are in the same pasuk. So even if you want to tell me that zayrik is a sifkotin in halah, but on the azara level, on the Azara level, it's one. And being that on the Azara level, it's one, as it relates to the Chilukei Chatois, this is like Masechtas Krisis type of sugyas, or Periklal Gadol Masechtas Shabbos, it's not our Indian now. But the point is that as it relates to Chilukei Chatois, we actually look at it more from the Azara level, less from the Karis level, and for that reason, you're going to be Chayv only one. Incidentally, as it relates to Halah, the Oynish of Halah is separate from Shchita, and the Azor of Halah is also separate. Right? Yisham b'lecha pentalo ilo yisecha. B'chom mokem ashetir. That's the Halah. Kim ba mokem ashetir yivcha Hashem ba'achat shvatecha sham talo ilo yisecha. Again, that's the Halah. where everything converges is v'sham tasa kol hashanoichim etzavecha. So it's halal l'chud, everything else l'chud. But as it relates to the nafgamina of shoichid v'zoyrik, they're together over here. That's what they mean. Either way, that is the case. What's a hechatimsa of where you have one time that's yoytza mishtei mikrois, you want to know what the hechatimsa is? That is the hechatimsa right there. And we're going to do a little bit more gemar. Drop more. Simin mishpat mane matam. You know, ani mili. What's the makar to this? So dine mamanis donim beyoyim v'chulu simin mishpat mane mata. So dine mamanis, you have to start during the day, but if you want to finish it at night, you have a right to finish it at night. When it comes to dine nefashis, you have to start during the day, and dine nefashis, you have to end during the day. So dine mamanis, start at day, end at night. Dine nefashis, start and end during the day. What's the source of this? Amar Rav Chiya Papa d'Amakra. So again, we're focusing on the dine mamanis now. Start at day, but you can end that night. It says in the Torah, "V'shaftu esam b'chol es." What does b'chol es mean? Even at night. So you should be able to start b'chol es. So the Gemara says, "Kidir Rava." The answer is based on something Rava said. The Rava, Rami, Rava asked the Kashuk. It says, "V'shaftu esam b'chol es," which sounds like you could pass in dinei mamonis even at night. But the pasuk says, "V'hoye b'yoyim hanchilo yezbanav." And as we're going to see in tomorrow, it's the end of this Gemara, but we're not going to get to it. That we learn from this pasuk of "Ahayu b'yom hanchila yezbanav" that dine nachlois has to be during the day. So is dine mamonis b'choleis even at night, or is it "Ahayu b'yom hanchila yezbanav"? Dine mamonis has to be during the day. Hakeitz atzarav explain yom letchilas din laila legmar din zoktimar masisim like Rameh. The Mishnah is obviously not like Rameh. Tanya learned to the Brayso. Hay Rameh, Rameh, Rameh used to say matam loymar. What's pshat in the pasuk? It says al piim yeh kol riv v'chol neka. It's referring to the koyanim. V'chi ma inyan rivim eats on the gum. A riv is a fight. A nega is parshas Tazria Mitzayra. Al piim yeh kol riv v'chol nega. It sounds like there's some shaykhis between the laws of fighting and the laws of Nagam. So Rameh used to say, Ela makish rivim l'negam. We make a hekish between fights and negaim. By the way, Nagam come from Lashon Hara, which is related to fighting, right? But that's not what the Gemara means. Makish rivim l'negam. Ma negaim bayoin. Just like negaim, the koyin would have to see them during the day. The chesiv says, ubiyoin herois bay, afrivim bayoin. So to dide mominis has to be during the day. Uma negam shaloi besumin. Just like when it comes to negaim, the koyin couldn't be a suma. The chesiv l'chol mare ene a koyin. He has to be able to see. Afrivim shaloi besumin. So to rivim, a judge can't be a suma. Umakish negam, the rivim goes in the verse as well. Ma rivim shaloi b'krayvim, just like rivim, you can't have a kariv after gam shaloi b'krayvim. So to the koyin that's gonna see the nega can't be a kariv, right? We know ein adam roya nigei atzma. It's a mishnah maseches negam. Rameir in that mishnah says af nigei krayvim. This is the same Rameir. So Rameir holds that even a kariv can't be roya nega. Says the gemara, imai rivim b'shloisha af negam b'shloisha. If rivim, right, dinei mamonis needs three dayanim, maybe the gam should also require three koyanim. The dinu, and it makes sense in svara. Mamoina b'shloisha guvel like koshkein, right? Madach if you're going to paskin on a person's mom and you need shloisha, so certain if you're going to paskin on his guf, Tamalayim, it says in the Torah, V'huva el aharin ha-koyin, oyel achad v'goymer, says mefurish in the pasuk, go to aharin or to one of the other koyanim. Halamadat, we learn from there, shafilu koyin echad rois, and even one koyin can see the guf. But what do you see from Rameir? What did Rameir say? What Rameir said was that when it comes to dine mominis, all dinim has to be during the day, because makish rivim l'negoyim, and just like negom, there's a pasuk, it has to be during the day, so to the rivim would have to be during the day as well. I mean, it's not only the tchilas din that would have to be during the day, it's the gemar din that would have to be during the day as well. So according to the chachamim, it says v'shaftu es ha'am b'chol eis, and that teaches me that dine mominois, although you have to start during the day, but the gemar din could be at night. According to Rameir, based on makish rivim l'negoyim, and negom l'rivim, we learn that just like negom has to be, even the whole negom has to be during the day, when it comes to dine mominois, even the gemar din would have to be during the day as well. One last Gemara. Who's Samya? There was a Summa. He lived in the neighborhood of Rabbi Yochanan. The Havidah and Dina, he used to pass in child. Rabbi Yochanan didn't tell him a word. How could Rabbi Yochanan have allowed a Summa to pass in from Rabbi Yochanan? Rabbi Yochanan said, we know Rabbi Yochanan's klal is that Allah is like a Stam Mishnah. But time we learned in the Stam Mishnah, anyone that's kosher to pass in is kosher to say Eidos. It's possible to be kosher to Eidos and not be kosher to be a Dai. From Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yochanan, what's an example of someone that's kosher to be an aid, but he's not kosher to be a dayan? La'suyei suma b'achas mi'enav. If someone's a suma b'achas mi'enav, he's kosher leheyed, but he's pasul ladam. So if Rabbi Yochanan, if the Stam Mishnah says that a suma even b'achas mi'enav is pasul leladon, certainly if he's a suma b'shtei enav, and this is a Stam Mishnah, Rabbi Yochanan holds like like a Stam Mishnah. So if that's the case, how could Rabbi Yochanan have allowed this Summa to pass in Shailas? How does it shim with Rabbi Yochanan who holds Allah Stam Mishnah? So the Gemara says, Rabbi Yochanan, Stamach Rita Ashkach. Rabbi Yochanan knew about this Stam Mishnah, but he had another Stam Mishnah. What's the other Stam Mishnah? Dine Mominus Donim Bayoim V'Goymrim Balayla. And if you see that you could be Goymrim Dine Mominus Balayla, it means a Summa could pass in Dine Mominus as well. Because Laila and Summa are the same thing, right? Laila you can't see. Oh, Summa can't see. So it's hachaino. And if you see, it can be goyim by Laila, it's fine. Says the Gemara, my ume dahai stama mihai stama. At the end of the day, you have two stam mishnas. You have a stam mishnah that seems to say a Summa can't paskin, and you have a stam mishnah that says you can be goyim by Laila, which would seem to say that a Summa could paskin. So meichateis, Rabbi Yochanan should have paskin like one stam mishnah over the other stam mishnah. Gemara says two reasons. Iba yaseim a stama de rabim adif. It's because, what's the teretz to the steer between these two Stam Mishnayos? It's very easy. The teretz is going to be one's Rameir and one's the Chachamim. We just said that our Mishnah is the Loiker Rameir, which probably means then the Stam Mishnah that says that a Summa's Pasul Ladon is going to Rameir. Our Stam Mishnah is going to the Chachamim. So Rabbi Yochanan had two Stam Mishnahs. One he knew was Stam Mishnah, the Shittas HaChachamim. The other one is a Das Yoch, the Shittas Rameir. So the Stam Mishnah of the Chachamim, which is the Rabbim, is Adif of the Stam Mishnah of the Yochid. Iba Yisei Mishum, the Klami Lagabi Hilchas of the Dino, that could be the Chilik is, because our Stam Mishnah is a Masechtas Sanhedrin. The other Stam Mishnah is a Masechtas Nida. If you're learning Masechtas Sanhedrin, this is the place to have the Stam Mishnah. When you learn Masechtas Nida, that's not the place to have the Stam Mishnah. A Stam Mishnah bim koimai is better than a Stam Mishnah shalei bim koimai, right? A maramokim that's often art is better than a maramokim that's tucked away. It's more chikav when it's tucked away. But it's actually a better maramokim in halacha when it's not tucked away. Right? There's something like a little fishy about a tucked away maramokim. But the bottom line is that this Stam Mishnah is a better Stam Mishnah. That's why Rabbi Yechon Paskin with this one. We will, Be'ezer Hashem, pick up in the middle of the sugya tomorrow. But just two ha'aris, as time allows, as it relates to today's daf. So working backwards, the last gemara that we learned, that we're really in the middle of, discusses this idea that dinei nefashis, you have to start and end during the day. Dinei mominus, the Mishnah says, you have to start during the day. If you want to end it at night, you could end it at night, stating that there is a Shittas Rameir who holds Makish Riven Linagoyim, that Dine Mominus, you have to start during the day, and you would have to end it during the day as well. There's a well-known Chiddush of the Sma in Choshem Mishpat, Simen He, Siv Katan Zayin, who says, based on a tshuva from the Meram in Rotenberg, that I want to say that even though the halacha is that you can't paskin dine mominus balayla, right? You can't start dine mominus balayla, stating that in the event that you're in a room that is lit up, there are neros that are lit in that room, the yochai lirois, and you're able to see, and you're able to function as if it was literally the middle of the day, then the halacha is mutter lodon afilu betchilas din balayla. That if you want to paskin dinei mominus afilu tchilas din balayla, this is something that's going to be okay. So the Sma said that even though there's a Mishnah, it's halacha psuka, that you can't start paskin in dinei mominus balayla, that's only true if you're in the finstenisht. If, however, you're in a lit up room, so then the halacha is that it's no different than the day. And if you want to go ahead and pass, you'll be able to pass. And the Sma gave a svar. He said, why is it that you can't paskin dine mominos balayla? It's a din. It's probably based on the fact that at the end of the day, at night, it's hard to paskin a shayla, right? Because you don't really see the evidence. It's hard to look the Aiden between the eyes. It's hard to see the Bali Dinim properly. It's hard to function. Okay, that's only if it's taka dark. But let's say there's Neiris Dolkois. So in that situation, L'chaira, maybe this is something that would be okay. But this is a gewaldige chiddush, because really the Mishnah says that Ein Don in Dinim Mominus Balaylo Kum Tzigein Desma. And he says that's only true if you have no Neiris Dolkois. But once Thomas Edison invented the light bulb, so at that point, just flip the light switch on. Night is day anyways, there's absolutely no difference, let's be honest, right? As long as you're indoors, and there's no reason why this is not something that should be okay. Remei Simcha, in Meshech Chachma, in the beginning of Parshas Tetzaveh, says that it could be there's a Makar to this Chiddush of the Sma from one of the Rishonim. And this is a tucked away Maramakim, and it's in the Evin Ezra, in the beginning of Parshas Bahaloischa. So everyone knows how Parshas Bahaloischa begins. Vayidaber Hashem al Moshe Lemar. Daber al Aharim v'amarto Eilo Bahaloischa es Haneris amul p'nei amenoiru yo'iru shivas Haneris. Vayaskin Aharim, v'lamit shaloishino, etc., etc. Right? So Parshas Bahaloischa begins Bahaloischa es Haneris. Parshas Nosoi, the previous parasha, ends talking about the nevuah of Moshe. It says, "Ubevoy Moshe loy omoy lo daber itoy, vayishma es hakoyl mi daber elov me'al hakapoyres asher al aron ha'edos mi bein shnei hakruvim vayidaber." Says Devin Ezra, "What's the smichos between the last pasuk of Parshas Nosoi, which is nevuah Moshe, and the beginning of Parshas Baloischa, which talks about the menorah? It talks about Baloischa saneres." Says Devin Ezra, "Quote: V'nisbach hazoyis haparsha lohoyres ki adibur yia gam balaylo kisham yia." Haner Doluk v'lo yichbe. Says the Evan Ezra, everybody knows that Nevuas Moshe was Bayoim, it wasn't Balayla. Right, as much as we know, Rashi says in Parshas Baloischa, Ashri Yeludisha, that whenever Moshe Rabbeinu wanted to talk to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he had free access. But at the same time, Rashi brings in Parshas Boy, Achodesh Zalachem Rosh Chodoshim, that the Shechina was only Medaber Moshe Rabbeinu Bayoim. The Shechina wasn't Medaber Balayla. Zog, the Evan Ezra, you want to know the smichos between the last posik of Parshas Nosa and the first psukim of Parshas Baloischa? It's half of a fella. Parshas Nosa ends, Ubevoy Moshe Loyom Moyed. Where was Nevuas Moshe, right? Where did it emanate from? That grace of Nevuah, right? It was me bein shnei akruvim, right? That's where it came from. What's the smichos at the beginning of Parashas Baloischa? That as long as Moshe Rabbeinu's Nevuah is coming from the oyel moyed, he can get Nevuah afilu balaylo. You know why? Because daber alahayim v'amarta ilo baloischa saneiros amul pnei amenoiro yo'iru shivas saneiros. That's the smichos. The smichos is that although there's no nevuah balayla, and even nevuah Moshe is not balayla, there, yes. Now the Rambam brings us Evan Ezra parenthetically, and he says, quote, he says, "V'ilu yad Rabbi Avram," referring to Ibn Ezra, "ma bein nevuah Moshe nevuah shar neviim lechashav kain." He wouldn't have thought what he thought in this very, very subtle comment, but that's not our sugya. We're not handling the sugya of Nevuas Moshe. But Zokre Meir Sumcha, in the beginning of Parshas Tetzaveh, that this is a makar to the Tzma. You see from here already this inyan, that with the halacha of Yoim versus Laila, it could be Balaila, B'mokoyim, with Neirois Adolkois, over there it's going to be different, and over there it could be, it would be treated by Yoim. Evan Ezra said it regarding Nevuas Moshe. The Sma is saying it regarding Dina Mamas, it has to be during the day. But Meir Simcha says that I believe that this is a remes. It's a remes to the Chiddush of the Sma. Now the shtickle that Meir Simcha says in that pasuk, in Parshas Tetzaveh, is classic. So the pasuk says like this, Va'ata, right, what's the first pasuk in Parshas Tetzaveh? Tetzaveh es b'nei Yisrael, v'yikru eilecha, shemen zay zoch, Kosses la moir la halis ner tomin. Boy, my mechusa kaparoches, ashal, edus, yarachos, a harun of anime erev, ad boykilifne Hashem, chukas oilam ludei roisam, mi eis bene yisrael. So says Ramey Simcha that we know Chazal say that. Right, it's a long medrash in the beginning of Parshas Baloischa. Then when HaKadosh Baruch Hu said Baloischa Saneiros, so the Oilam said, I don't understand. Right, Pasha, you understand. What's Baloischa Saneiros? We're lighting up the house for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu lives in the Mishkan, so we need to turn on the lights like this. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to have light. Freak the medrash, V'chila Oiru Hutzarech, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Doch Oiru Shal Oilam. And the Gemara goes on and gives a little bit of a pshat. So it says Rameh Simcha like this. The Pasuk says, V'ata titzaves b'nei Yisrael, V'yikhu eilecho, Hashem and Zayazach. Hashem tells Moshe that for you, v'yikhu eilecho, there's a toyeles. There's a very, very big toyeles in having a menorah that's going to be lit in the Mishkan. And the toyeles is the Evan Ezra, that you'll be able to have nevuah afilu balayla. But as it relates to the rest of Bnei Yisrael, ba'oyal moed michutz la'paroiches asher alo edus yaruch oise aharim nuvanim erev abog lefnei Hashem chukas oylam l'day roisam eis Bnei Yisrael. For the rest of Bnei Yisrael, it's chukas oylam. It's not only going to be a chayk. He said the menorah in the Mishkan for Klai Yisrael is a chayk. It's chukas oylam l'day roisam eis Bnei Yisrael. And why is it a chayk? It's a chayk because v'chiloyro yutzarech. What do you need it for? But for you, v'ata tetzavis Bnei Yisrael, v'yikhu eilecho, eilecho meaning for you there's a tayeles. The tayeles for you is like this Evan Ezra. The tayeles for you is that you're going to have Nevuas Moshe. But Al-Koponim, this is the Chiddush of the Sma, and Ramey Simcha says that there's already a makar to this Chiddush from the Evan Ezra. But the truth is, you have to really be misappointed. This is something that requires a lot of hesber. Because ordinarily, when you talk about a mitzvah that has to be done during the day, so L'chura, you can't do it at night. with the lights on, right? Shofar. Tkiya shofar. It's not enough that you do it on Rosh Hashanah. It has to be during the day. So you're going to blow shofar at night because the lights are on. You're going to take talal minim at night because the lights are on. Brismila, that has to be during the day. You could do it at night as long as you're doing it in a hall where the lights are on. Obviously not. Sedo adin yoim, right? So how do you know when yoim is being mechayev day? And how do you know when yoim is being mechayev light? Now the truth is, in our sugya we saw already that the halach of dinim mamonis by yoim has something to do with re'iyah. Where'd we see it? Because the Gemara stelt su the laws of suma, not being able to paskin, and not being able to paskin by laila. That means it's not a din in day versus night, right? Someone who can't see also has day and night. It's not a din in yoim and laila. It's a din, could you see or could you not see? And it's zicha from there that the sma is coming. But the point is, you see it by nevuas moish as well, right? This chiddush of Ibn Ezra. But the bottom line is that it's interesting because usually when you think of yoim, so what does yoim mean? Yoim means day. And now all of a sudden you tell me yoim is not day. Yoim is less about day and it's really more about the light. I was thinking maybe remez yesh ledavar. I just pashed a remez, right? The fifth pasuk in the Torah. Vayikra elokim la'or yoim v'lachoshech kara laila. What did HaKadosh Baruch Hu call yoim? Vayikra elokim la'or yoim. Maybe it's a little bit of a remnant to this chiddush of the Ibn Ezra, this chiddush of the Sma, that sometimes yoyim is takotali in or. It's totally in light. It's not totally in day. It's totally in light. But either way, definitely something that requires beer and, you know, something that you have to know when you're able to apply. When you're not able to apply, this is the first star. The second aura is going backwards in the daf. With the Gemara talked about this idea that when it comes to dinei nefashis, if someone's melamed choy, they keep him melamed schos. But if someone's melamed schos, ein choyzer. So we had Rab's big caveat. Rab said that's only true b'shas masu matan. It's not true b'shas the Gemara din. A whole shak levataria. Yeah, Rab, no Rab. A whole bunch of kashas on Rab. But that was really a good chunk of the avoidin today's daf on daf lamed dalad amar aleph. The chida in the sefer Maris Ha'ayin on Masech the Shabbos daf pei tes amid breiz brings a dover nifla from the Archaim HaKadosh on that Gemara. And it's not just a Gemara, but it's a Gemara that we've learned together as a Chabura so many times over the years. And it's hard to believe, but the Ein Beis Medrash B'lo Chiddush. It's mamish a bechin of the Gemara that we learned in today's daf. Ukefatish Yefutz HaSela, where it's Achas Diber Alikim Shtayim Zu Shamati, that you can have one Gemara that leads itself to so much raid and so much Torah. It just goes on and on. I mean, everything is like that, but here we see it and feel it, but it's really the gift that keeps on giving, and that is as follows. The Gemara says, we're not going to go through the Rikhs of the Gemara because we've done it together so many times, but the Gemara describes on Daf Peites on the days that La'asad Lavoi, it's going to be the end of days and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to want to bring the Geula, but before he's going to bring the Geula, he's going to go to the Avos HaKadoshim and he's going to tell them, do you think that the right thing to do is to bring the Geula or not? So it says, Lasadlava Yoimalaya Kadosh Baruch Avram. Kadosh Baruch is going to go first to Avram. And he's going to say, Banecha Chatuli. You know, your children, they sinned to me. Amalafanov, Avram Avinu is going to say, Ribbono Shel Olam, if they sinned, you machak tusha shemecha. Okay, do what you got to do. Meaning, if they sinned, then fine. Amar is going to say, Kadosh Baruch Hu, Emalay Liyakov. You know, I was hoping that Avram Avinu was going to come out with a better outcome. Obviously, it didn't work out. Let me go to Yaakov. Yaakov had Tzar Gidol Banim, right? He raised this nation. He's probably going to have a little bit of a different feeling. So he's going to go to Yaakov Avinu, says the Gemara, and he's going to say, Banecha Chatu. Amar Yaakov Avinu is going to say, Nu, Rebbeinu Shalom, if they sin, Yimachu HaKadosha Shemecha. Amar HaKadosh Baruch is going to say, Loi Besabi, time of Loi Bedayat Kiyetza. Let me go to Yitzchak. Let me see what Yitzchak has to say. And the Gemara describes how he's going to go to Yitzchak. He's going to say, Banecha Chatu. And he's going to say, one second, let's slow down over here. He's going to say, Rebbeinu Shalom. First of all, Banai. As if they're my sons and not your sons. Then you were so proud of them. You said, oh, now that they sinned, they became my sons. So one thing, right, let's get out of the way. They're our sons. And he said, besides, 70 years, right, the first 20 years, you don't get punished anyways. All you have is 25 years. Out of the 25 years, at night, you can't do any averes. And not just that, all the time that a person spends davening and eating and in the Beis HaKisei, how much time is it? And then he ends with the immortal words, Yitzchak tells HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I'll make a deal with you. Right, Mamash, the ultimate deal maker. He says, I'll tell you what, Pal Golayu, Pal Gialoch, I take out, you take out, let's call it even, and let's make this whole thing go away. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to listen to Yitzchak, and Klai Yisrael is going to praise Yitzchak. They're going to say, Ata Hashem Avinu Goyaleinu Mayoylam Shemecha, Mamash Dvarim Niflon. That is the Gemara Masech Teshabbos that paid test on the days. And every time you learn this Gemara, it bothers you again. Avram Avinu. Let's start with Avram. Avraham Avinu, as the Chmidas HaChesed, Avraham Avinu so badly wanted to have a Klai, so he tells HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you gave me everything, I have nothing, because you bend the Mesek Eliezer Yerushai, so you have garnish. And Avraham Avinu is given the opportunity right now, what does he say? You machla, it has no pshat. So the Chida brings, he says, Shamati B'Shem Mo'ira Goyla, he says, Rabbi HaRav HaMuflech HaSidah Kedish Rab Chaim Ben Atar Zechrono Lebrach L'Chai Yoyim Abba Dohoye Mefayrish Maim Mezeh Ba'Ofen Shenavar. That he used to explain the Gemara as follows. And by the way, if you want to find the Zohar Chaim HaKadosh inside, it's printed in the Arachaim Sefer, not Arachaim Al HaTorah, but Chavetz Chaim wrote many other Sfarim as well, unbeknownst to many. And one of those Sfarim is called Chefetz Hashem, and it's right here on this Gemara, Masechta Shabbos, Daf Pei Tes on the days. But either way, so said the Arachaim HaKadosh, I think the Cheshbon is as follows. Avraham Avinu understood that he was going to be one of three members of a Beis Din that was going to have to decide and paskin whether or not Klal Yisrael should be Yotza Zakai Bedin or whether they should be Yotza Chai Bedin. And the other two members were going to be Yitzchak and Yaakov. Avraham Avinu understood this. So Avraham Avinu made a cheshbon like this. He said, Yitzchak, I know my son, he's Midas Adin. That's his Avodah, his Gvura. That's his Sphira that he's the Merkava for. I know the Avodah of Yitzchak. That's Midas Adin. He's for sure going to say Chayiv. I know he's going to say Chayiv. He said, Yaakov, my Enoch, yeah, I'm not sure. Yaakov's Teferes, he's a combination of Chesed and Din. I'm not 100% sure. Meaning, I want to say Zakai all day long, says Avraham Avinu. But I have to anticipate what's going to happen. I know Yitzchak's for sure going to say Chayiv, and Yaakov, I'm not sure. So his Eitzah was like this. His Eitzah was, I'm going to say Chayiv right now. I'm going to say Chayiv, and I'm going to see how it plays out. Yitzchak's going to say Chayiv. That's what I'm assuming. And then Yaakov, if he says Chayiv too, it'll be perfect. You know why it's going to be perfect? Because we're dealing with Dinei Nefashos over here, right? And we know the Gemara says in Sanhedrin Daf Yud Zayin that a beznin shekulam ro l'chayva d'aloch is yizaka. So I'll say chayiv, and like this, if it ends up that Yitzchak, which I know is going to say chayiv, and Yaakov also said chayiv, so come out, we all said chayiv, and if we all said chayiv, he's going to be zakai. Now what's going to happen if Yaakov says zakai? He says, no problem, I'll switch my vote. Because Hamalamit Choyva is Yochai Lachzor Lalamit Chos. It's a Mefurish HaMishnah. But Avraham Avinu said, if I say Zakai, then what happens when Yitzchak says Chayiv and Yaakov says Chayiv? Then it's going to be 2-1 Chayiv. And I'm not going to be able to switch my vote from Zakai to Chayiv because Hamalamit Chos ain't a Yochai Lachzor Lalamit Choyva. So he says, you want to know why Avraham Avinu said Chayiv? The reason he said Chayiv was because he was hedging his bet. He was going and he was playing out all the scenarios. He knew if he says Chayiv, he always can make it work. Because if Yitzchak and Yaakov both say Chayiv, so everybody says Chayiv, it's going to be Zakai. And if Yaakov ends up saying Zakai, so that's fine. He'll just switch to a Zakai. And it's going to be because you can switch from a Chayiv to a Zakai. But once you say Zakai, you can't switch to a Chayiv. And at that point, if it's going to, Yaakov's going to end up saying Chayiv, he's going to be stuck. And like this, it's not going to work. And this is the Tover Nifla that the Chida brings B'Shem the Arachayim HaKadosh after he says all the Shiras V'Sishbach is about the grace guide of who the Arachayim HaKadosh was. This is this Pshat that he brings from the Arachayim HaKadosh. But the truth is, as the Chida speaks out, really, it's a very, very big chiddush. It's divrei pi chacham chein on the highest level, but it's lamdisha divrei pi chacham chein. You have to really be holding in the sugyas, but at the same time, it's a very big chiddush, and it's a big chiddush for two reasons. The first, the Chida doesn't say, but really, it's based on a michas chinuch. Michas chinuch clears a shayla. This halacha that someone that's melamed tzchus can't be chayzer. But someone that's melamed chayva could be chayz umelamed tzchus. Chayz umelamed tzchus. What would be if you had a situation where all the dayanim said chayv, everyone said chayv, and you now want to go and you want to switch to tzchus? Would you be allowed to switch to tzchus? Now melamed chayva, the Mishnah says, is always chayz umelamed. So if you went from Chayiv to Tzchus, based on that, this is something you should be allowed to do. But there's mochim to say that maybe you wouldn't be allowed to. Because this, that a Malamit Chayiv could be Malamit Tzchus, that's probably to be Mezakya the guy. But if right now it's Kulam L'Chayiv, and if you're going to go from Chayiv to Tzchus, what's going to happen? You're going to end up having only a Rav of Chayiv, and now this person's going to end up being incriminated. So maybe it's something that you shouldn't be allowed to do. And what would be in the reverse case? What if somebody was Melamed Tzchos, and now he wants to switch. He wants to be Melamed Chayva. We don't allow you to be Melamed Chayva, right? But what would be if you're the only guy that was Melamed Tzchos? And now if you're going to go and you're going to be Melamed Chayva, now it's going to be cool on the Chayva, now you're going to be Zayin. This is classic Menchus Chinuch. I mean, it doesn't get more Menchus Chinuch than this, right? So it closes the Menchus Chinuch, and it's in Mitzvah Ayin Ches, if you want to see it towards the end. He says, over there, would you be able to Chayva? He says, Sorachin. He says, I'm not sure. This Arachayim is taking sides. This Arachayim is naming on one side of the Menchus Chinuch. Because what's Arachayim HaKadosh saying? That Avraham Avinu, if he would say Schos, and then Yitzchak and Yaakov would both say Chayiv, it would be a problem. He wouldn't be able to change. Not so Pashi wouldn't be able to change. Because in this case, changing from Zakai to Chayiv makes it Kulam Chayiv, and then it's going to be Zakai. It's Mamish to Menchus Chinuch's Chakira. So Lechur, from this Arachayim HaKadosh, you see one side of the Menchus Chinuch. That's the first R. The second R the Chidah already asks, and that is a Dayan allowed to do this? Is a Dayan allowed to play this game? Zokta Chidah, I can't believe that Arachai meant this. He said, there's no way. His Lashon is as follows. When you're a Dayan, you have to issue your Psak. You can't start manipulating the Psak and say, listen, I really think that he's Zaka. But if I say Zaka, it's going to be Rav Chayev. So let me say Chayev, like this will be cool on the Chayev. If it's cool on the Chayev, then you can't do that. He says, everybody knows that. He says, it's a double Yodua that Ein Hadayin Rashoi Lassis Kain. And if that's the case, you can't do it. The emes is, this Dover Yodua that the Chidah says is really Mefurish in the Arachayim HaKadosh. The Arachayim himself says it. He says it in Parshas Mishpatim, and he says it on the Pasuk Loisiyah Achri Rabban Lorei. It's a longer Arachayim, I'm not going to go through the whole thing, but just to give you a feel. The Pasuk says, Loisiyah Achri Rabban Lorois, Veloisane Al Riv, Lintois Achri Rabban Lahatois. Right? If this Pasuk sounds familiar, it's because we've mentioned it several times already in the Masechta. So the Arachayim starts like this. Rabbi Yisein Uzal Hirbu Lidroish Bepasuk Zeh. Chazal gave a lot of drashas on this pasuk, av ein hamikra misyashiv lefi pshutai, but the mikra is not misyashiv lefni pshutai, meaning all the pshutim that Chazal gave is not the pshutai shal mikra. So what is the pshutai shal mikra? So it says Darach Chaim HaKadosh, I'm going to tell you what the pshutai shal mikra is. What it means is, and he goes on to say by Richos, leisia achri rabim lerois, that if a person is looking at a shaila and he thinks that, yeah, I'll read it inside. Ha'echad be'giyam mishpah kozeh, ve'yirah chocham echam me'ashoiftim, right, there's nothing nicer than l'shoyne ha'azav shal Darach Chaim. Ve'yirah chocham echam me'ashoiftim, shekol chaveru paschu l'chayfa. So this Chacham is there, and he says that all his friends said Chayv. V'hu Chayshe b'daitek hu Zaka. He thinks he's Zaka. So again, he's the last guy to open. He's number 23. Everybody said Chayv. He thinks Zaka. V'yishchakim loymar, so he's going to say, im loymar Zakai, hinei hu yeitze Chayv. Ki yeisham eda shoyfetes v'eda matzeles. V'nimtzu dvorai oisim hepech daiti. My psak is going to end up being fakert from what I think. Loch zeh ischakim v'oimer chayev. Shebozeh ties farosim miskayemes. Sheyetzei zake mitam poschu kulon l'chayvo. V'gam eyem mekayim amusir levaitol daiti lefnei das amirubim shoyimim chayev. Lo zeh bo hakosu v'tziva al zeh b'diuk. Is exactly what the pasuk is coming to address. Leva la soy soy. V'omar in the Torah says, lo yisiyah achri rabban l'rois. Pirish. Kishetiyas soyver svara achas. Sheba oimer cho dait cho yetzei zeh hanidin chayev bedino. Don't go after the rabbim to say chayev. Don't go after the rabbim to say chayev when you think it's zakai and that's what you're trying to accomplish. And then he explains the end of the pasuk for the reverse case. But the bottom line, it's before shenar chayim hakadosh that this is something that you're not allowed to do. So again, the pshat in the pasuk is mamish divrei pichachem chayim. But as it relates to the halacha, there's two big chidushim in this Arachayim HaKadosh. Number one, someone that says Zaka can't go to Chayev, even if Al Yidei saying Chayev, what's going to end up happening is that this person is going to be Zaka Ladin. That's the Mechas Chinuch Chakira that he applied to Sarachiyanah. He's not 100% sure. In this Arachayim, you see one side. Additionally, that Adayin's allowed to not issue what he thinks, but he's allowed to play this game. The Arachayim learned in the Pshutay Shal Mikra V'Leisei Achir Rabban L'Royis Ayin Sham. It's Kedai to see it inside. V'Divrei Pichachim Chayin. It's mamish beautiful. That's something that Chaim says you're not allowed to do. The Chidah says everyone knows you do. You're not allowed to do this. By the way, Chaim says the reason you can't do it is because ki amishpa lelekimu, right? We know Kadosh Baruch Hu. It's the Hakdama to the Masechta. Kadosh Baruch Hu takes care of all the dinim. You don't play these games. You're supposed to say what you're supposed to say, and you go from there. But I just want to end with what the Pardes Yosef in Parshas Yisroi refers to as a davar nechmad, and that is so. This week's parsha is Parsha Shmois, right? And Parsha Vayera already. And we're moving along now in the parshas that deal with the Golus of Mitzrayim. And we know Chazal say Hava nischak molai. Shloisha hayu ba'isa etza. Then when Pare went and he convened a tribunal, said so there were three dayanim that sat on his bezdin. Bilam was one, Eiv was two, and Yisrei was three. And the Gemara says in Sota Daf Yeral, if everyone knows this Chazal, Bilam sheya at Snerek. Bilam that said, kill the Jews, he was killed. Eiv sheshasak nidam bi yisurim. He got Yisrei Eiv. And Yisrei shebarach, Yisrei didn't have anything to do with this. Zocha, he was zoicha sheban of yashvu belishkas agaza. So the Pardes Yosef said that the emes is, if you think about it a little bit, that why is it that Eiv, who was shasak, got punished so harshly? Right? The Bali Musa even feel that Yisro's punishment was worse than Bilam's punishment. Right? Everyone tries to understand this. But the point is that Eiv, that was Shasak, got punished so harshly, yet Yisro, who was Barach, gets this incredible reward. Right? He was Zoicha, Shabbat of Yashvu, Belishkai, Sagazis. Seriously? What's the difference? They both wanted to have nothing to do with this. Eiv sat and just didn't say a word. Bilam ran for his life. Okay, it's the same thing. They both didn't cast a vote. Right? Why is Eiv punished for being Shasak? Because why did you try to save the Jews? Okay, Yisroi, why did you run away? Why did you try to save the Jews? How is it possible that Yisroi and Eiv, who both seem to recuse themselves from this, end up with such differing types of punishments? A plea atzuma, right? This is the kasha that this Dover Nechmad is coming to address. So he says as follows, V'yei Shloimer. Because we know that Chazal say that a Sanhedrin, where the entire Sanhedrin thinks Chayev, the halacha is that it's Zakai. So he says that on this Bezdin, right, there were three Dayanim. There was Bilam, there was Eiv and Yisroi. And Chazal mentioned them in this order, probably because Bilam was the most Chashiv. Eiv was number two, Yisroi was number three. If Bilam is the most Chashiv, he's going to cast the first vote. That's a Gemara. Eiv is going to cast the second vote, and Yisroi is going to cast the third vote. Yisroi made a cheshbon like this. He said, I'm going to see how it plays itself out. He said, if Bilam goes and Bilam says Chayiv, and then Eiv says Chayiv, right, kill the Jews, I'm also going to say kill the Jews. Oh, all three of us say kill the Jews, Zakai. So, I mean, it's assuming Pari is following Mishpatei HaTayr, but there's some logic to it, right? So it's going to be Zakai. And like this, you're going to be off the hook. If, however, one is going to say Chayiv and the other one's going to say Zakai, so then, perfect, I'm going to end up saying Zakai. So, Mimon of Shach, I'm going to be able to save the day. Right, this was his cheshmen. So he knows he's last, and like this, everything is going to be okay. So they're sitting at this Din Torah, and all of a sudden, Bilam goes first, and Bilam is Yatz. Okay, no problem. Yisrael's waiting. He knows he has it all figured out. He's got this all premeditated. It's perfect. Now it's Eiv's turn. Eiv doesn't say anything. Eiv says, I want Yisrael to go next. He says, why do you want Yisrael to go next? Because he's anticipating what's going on. He says, no, it's the Seder of War. Eiv, you're much more chashiv than me. You're supposed to go next. Eiv is shasak. Why is Eiv shasak? Because he chapped the whole situation. So fakared, he wanted Yisrael to go. And Yisrael, whatever Yisrael's going to say, he's going to tip the scale in the other direction. It's going to be over. See, he said that Eiv Shasak was trying to prevent this Eitzah, this patent of Yisrael. That's exactly why he was Shasak. So what did Yisrael do when he saw what was going on? He was Barach, he ran for his life. Then he answers another kasha with this, is like real drush, but he answers another kasha. He says, if Yisrael was Barach, why did he join in the first place? Right, well, what happened over here? Havan Eschak Malai, he sits there, he's already, and all of a sudden he runs. So why'd you come in the first place? The Torah says, he came in the first place, he had an Eitzah. He thought he was going to tip the scale, he was going to make it work. But the minute Eiv was Shasak, he had no choice. It's like Eiv Shasak that forced the Yisrei Barach, and that's why he ran away. I saw that the Megadim Chadashim in an art, he brings this Pardes Yosef and he just adds one beautiful Isafa. He says, what was Yisrei's reward? What was he Zoicha to? He was Zoicha Shaban of Yashva Belishka Zagazis. He said, Kubi, this was Mida Keneged Mida. He says, Yisrei was sitting and he's Cheshbeni, he's learning Gans Masechta Sanhedrin, he's going through the Gemara Yud Zayin, and he has all the Cheshbeiris of all these, he's Cheshbeni the Mechas Chinuchs, right? He's Mamish leaking in this Sugya. What's his Chos? Shaban of Yash. I mean, that's Pasha, by the way, the obvious Mida Keneged Mida is he's on a Bez. I mean, that's what he's saying. He's part of a Bezdin, and he's Cheshbeni this in the right way, and he wants the Bezdin to come out of Tzadu Yisatayim. He was Barach. He didn't want to have anything to do with this Bezdin. So he was Zoicha Shaban of Yashvu Belishkas Hagazis, that one day his children would sit on this Sanhedrin, their real Bezdin. That was the Mida Keneged Mida of the reward of Yisrael. And this explains why Eiv, for being Shasak, is Nidim B'Yisurim, whereas Yisrael, who ostensibly did the same exact thing, he gets such a Gevaldig Yischar.